we'll talk about paint colors here in just a minute, but we've got a texter that has texted in and says, what's the deal with painters taping electrical covers and AC registers instead of removing them? The last two painters I've had at my house have done this, and when I've had to remove the register, it has actually peeled the paint. I could tell you is probably not, you need to go to rosieonthehouse.com and select a painter there.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely recommend to always, before you start painting, part of that prep work is to remove any outlet covers, registers that are right up against walls that are going to be painted, electrical switch plates, all that stuff should be removed first so you can get a good clean line, but also so the paint isn't going to stick to those over time. And then when you pull them off eventually, you're going to peel off the paint and it could come off in a small sheet as well. So we definitely recommend removing those first.
It's just the people that are doing that, they're cutting corners. They don't want to mess with keeping track of what plate went on to what, which outlet or step on it or crack it. You know, they're in the way. Those little tiny screws, you always lose half of them. But, you know, that to do it right takes the time to remove them, store them properly, paint the wall, reapply them. You know, when you're talking comparing estimates and why is this one more than that one, you mentioned you're the prep. It's somebody taking the time to do that.
Yes, exactly. That's usually the differentiator and why, you know, a paint job might cost you more is because you're actually getting more for that cost. So we try to really make sure our customers know that, you know, there's a reason why, you know, somebody else might be $1,000 cheaper. They're probably not doing all the same stuff that we're doing.
Let's bring Miss Karen back in. Karen DeAndrea, ASID, Certified Interior Designer, with Sherwin-Williams, and we started a conversation, we didn't get back to it, about the darker colors for exterior and what you would find palatable and not. There was a time, I want to say it was about 20 years ago, where North Scottsdale all wanted to be painted, I won't tell you what we call it, but it was the same color as Pinnacle Peak, and it was kind of a purple-brown thing. You know, we had a name for it. But gosh, I mean, it started showing wear within months. It was just so deep dark. But paints come a long way. And what are your feelings about the bold colors exterior?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Scottsdale has a lot of HOAs that are 40 and below LRV.
Yes.
And so they're really still into those deep colors. And they do look nice. They really can look dramatic and they do blend with the desert, especially in the earth tones, so they do look nice. But what I wanted to mention was that we have in our Color Mix 2020 forecast, we have a palette called Alive, and it's got the nurturing neutrals that are, you know, rich blues, deep ripe olive, and they evoke such a satisfying, calming, rejuvenating feeling. And a few of those would be pretty as trim. It, of course, what I was saying earlier, it goes back to the roof. We want to take that into consideration always. But the blues are always so pretty next to a terracotta tile. So that's a good option. Very rich and deep.
Now, are you finding, Doug, as a paint contractor, you're okay with a 10-year warranty on the darker colors?
Yes, yeah, we definitely still, you know, we don't limit it to certain colors. So yeah, whether it's darker, lighter, you know, the one thing that warranty doesn't cover is fading. So we do recommend, you know, sometimes the darker colors, you're going to get some natural sun fading. So we just make sure our customers know that over 10 years.
Okay. And when a homeowner calls the Arizona Paint Company, what kind of paint consulting do y'all do for them?
We call Karen and say, Karen, come on out, meet with our homeowner. So any customer that, you know, books a exterior, interior paint job with us, we offer them a free consultation with Sherwin-Williams. So we don't charge them that $45 or that $95 plus with the rebate back. So we give that to them for free.
Y'all were very gracious on coming in, spending an hour. Why don't you give your phone number out? How would someone get a hold of Arizona Paint Company?
So you give our office a call. We're open today. Office number is 602-648-3071.
Miss Karen?
If you'd like to get a consult, just hop on into any one of our 42 stores in the Valley or give us a call and we'll book it and sell it to you. We'd love to see you and work with you.
Get her all painted up. There you go, folks. All right, y'all stay tuned. We go open line in the following hour and answer any question you might have about your household, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House.